Good morning and praise the Lord. Amen. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Let us open our Bibles and read Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 17. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 17, King James Version. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See, thou tell no man, but go to thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion besieging him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities, yes, and bare our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart and to the other side. Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all trials that you delivered us out from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God, renounce your anger, laziness, stubbornness, selfishness, envy, and jealousy, and unwillingness to serve, renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, for Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Pray for yourself. Lord, as we lifted up into your hands our needs, we trust you that you listen to us and will provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church their needs. Lord, keep the families intact. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down, and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and that children would be obedient to their parents and obeying their instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you will help each single parent in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them, that through you they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offering and your first fruits to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes, that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick to heal them and to provide jobs and income to those who are jobless and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles so their problem would be solved. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we met daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourselves to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be good examples to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be good citizens and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government and you will provide for us all the logistics, the offices, and the documents that we need through the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prosper all those places so we do your church to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pasturing, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts, and the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray to bless the evangelism, the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, bring with us more laborers to serve you with us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers. Anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal people. Set others free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church, and to reach the lost and new places and to new people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. It's time to worship God. Hallelujah. It is the time to give thanks to Him, to praise Him. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, and verse 18. That is the Lord's commission. Vision everyone. Matthew chapter 18, chapter 28, and verse 18. We read it. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Here is the commission of God to us. Teach all nations the word of God. Come, now is the time to worship.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
One day
some will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now.
Again.
Now is the time to worship.
Hallelujah.
Now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are, to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come.
Yes, O Lord, we come to worship you, to serve you, we listen to your word. We obey your commands to go and teach all the nations. Blessed are those who dwell in the house of God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house.
They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see your face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God.
Your face, we are willing to do your will, to go and make disciples and teach them, teach all nations your word and your commands. Enable us, O God, and guide us, O Lord, to do the work of yours. O God, I pray that you create in us a new clean heart that trusts your word, obeying your will, fearing you. God, and I pray for the whole church, oh God, to forsake their idols, oh God, their worldliness and be willing to be committed by you, Lord, that they will go and make disciples. This is all this in your words, O God. Obeying your commands, obeying your words, setting good examples to others. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Made in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. And renew a right spirit within me.
Someday we will be in heaven, standing in the presence of the Lord. He will reward those who obey him, accept those who receive him in their hearts. Are you ready now to face Jesus? Are you doing now his will? Are you keeping all the commandments that he gave? Are you ready now to face the Lord? Don't waste the time that he has given. Spend each day with Jesus in your heart, praying always in the Spirit, always bringing glory to the Lord. Are you ready now to face Jesus? Are you doing now his will? Are you keeping all the commandments that he gave? Are you ready now to face the Lord? Are you ready now to face Jesus? Are you doing now his will? Are you keeping all the commandments that he gave? Are you ready now to face the Lord?
Are you ready now to face the Lord?
Yes, oh God. Really, Lord, is a challenge to ask every one of us that we need to be ready. We need to face you. Our desire to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Come with our Savior, come with our sin. They will continue to do all your commands. And lead me, O God, to fulfill your will in my life, the life of your church, and the people that you place with me, O God. This is in everyone and those who committed the sin to follow you and to save me. O God, prepare us for your coming, that we will go with you when you come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May bless God. We continue to meditate about the teaching of Apostle Paul to the Corinthians church, and when he told them, do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? We spoke almost about everything that the Lord had commanded his people to give. But there are a few more things I'm going to speak today. In addition to all that God had commanded his people to support those workers, he required them to, in the book of Exodus chapter 30, and we can read in verse 11 onward, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord. When thou numberest them, and there be no flesh among them, when thou numberest them, this they shall give every one that passes among them that are numbered half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is a 20 gerah, and half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. In verse 16, and thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord to make atonement for your sin. Christ died for our sin. But the money that they were required to give half shekel, that was directed for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting. And in the New Testament, when Christ came, that were there. I'm speaking about the financial aspect of it. In the New Testament, that was a tax. Everyone, whether rich or poor, supposed to give this one to support the service in the temple, in the church. Christ died for our sin. He paid the price. But the financial need for the buildings and the things, still we are the one to be responsible. In the book of Matthew chapter 17 and verse 24 onward, and when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or a tribute of their own children or of strangers? Peter said unto him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children of faith. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hoop and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. Take that thing and give unto them for me and for thee. That is the same money that we spoke in Exodus. This is paid. The money was used to support the building. What else the Israelites were asked to give? They were asked to give alms to the poor in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 14. And verse 28. And the river that is within thy gate, sorry, verse 28, at the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gates. And the Levites, because he had no part, no inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, and which are within thy gate, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou dost. He imparted the tithes on the third year. They were collecting that tithe and they spent it on the Levites, the widow, the stranger, the orphans. In Matthew chapter 6, Christ recommends to give to the poor also. Take heed, you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. So on, it is recommended by Christ, and even in the teaching of Paul in the Corinthians, verse Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 onward. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Those saints, the apostles, were poor in Jerusalem. They were persecuted. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whosoever he shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. So, these are the other things that we should observe also. Let's collect our tithes, offering first fruits, alms, vows, whatever we want to lift up and give to God. The more you give, the more you receive. You may ask, this is too much, God is asking. You know, it becomes too much because we have too much idols. And we spend our money on idols. When we spend on idols and we get spunk, okay for us. But when God asks us to give anyone, he will bless us for sure. We should be glad. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your word. And thank you for you have put that we need to bring all these things. That's for our protection, so that we will not be busy with idols. Oh God, set your church free from all the idols doing their own will. And Lord, bless this one. Multiply. Bless those who give you according to your word. Oh God, bless them. Open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing that they have no place to keep and rebuke the devourer in their life. And let all nations know they are blessed by you. Multiply this money and use it for everybody. Oh God. And I pray for the poor and needy leaders to help them. Oh God. And I pray also, Lord, those who have jobless, provide for them job and income and use them for your glory. In this name we pray. Amen. Let's now listen to the word of God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Let's continue our worship to God by listening to His message. I am reading from the message from our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled with Anger, Causes, Effects, and Management. Anger, Causes, Effects, and Management. Open your Bible in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. James chapter 1, verses 1, verses 19 to 20. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise and adore you for you are our great God that we worship in spirit and truth. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, your loving kindness, your grace, love, and mercy unto us. Lord, we pray for this message that will inflict to the hearts of the hearers to be willing to listen, meditate your word, and comply to your plan and will in their lives. Lord, give your church a teachable heart to follow your good example to us in everything, especially in our character, to be changed and move away from this world and within it, so that we live a righteous life that you desire, yes, and we can bring more souls at your feet. Lord, anoint this message, anoint my lips. Holy Spirit, speak to us, speak to your church with conviction for us to repent, humble ourselves, and to put to practice what we heard today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Anger causes many bad effects on the person who cannot overcome it, as well as anger can bring the person who experiences it into a spiritual condition that is unpleasant to the Lord. Anger hinders the follower of Christ to live the righteous life that God desires. You need to understand yourself well so you will be able to grasp what causes your anger in order for you to avoid falling into its trap. The Word of God is the right way for you to see the real causes of anger. We will go through the scripture and find out the causes of anger. Number one, David's anger against Nabal. Kindly open your Bible in the 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 2 to 42. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 2 to 42. And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did share his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shepherds. Now the shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was their oat missing unto them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask the young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good way, good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servants and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, Who is David, and who is son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away from every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread unto my water, and my flesh that I had killed for my shearers, and give it unto men, whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way, and went again, and came, and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, Gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword, and David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by staff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, Behold, Nabal sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master. And he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them. We were in the fields. They were a wall unto us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil it is determined against our master and against all this household. For he is such a man of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servants, Go on before me, behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert on the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met with them. Now David had said, Surely in vain I kept all this fellow hut in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he had requited me evil for good. So, and more also, do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave of all that pertained to him by the morning light, any that pisseth against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, Upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and fully is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young man of my Lord, whom thou didst send. Now, therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies, and they that seek evil to my Lord, be as Nabal. And now, this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. And the souls of thine enemies, them shall be slung out, as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he hath spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord had avenged himself But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hath kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by morning lights any that pisseth against the wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice, and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and hearkened, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore he told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and became as a stone. And it came to pass, about 10 days after, that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be the Lord God that hath pled the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord had returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they spoke unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, Behold, let thine handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. And Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon an ass with 5 damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. Now, why here David was angry and wanted to kill Nabal? We can say that because he did good to him, and Nabal did not return the good back to David. But that was not a reason for David to fight. Or we may say that David had no food. But that is not correct, because he had a staff, and with it sure, there was food, as we read here in 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 13. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 13. And David said unto his men, Gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword, and David also girded on his sword, and there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the staff. So he had food. So then, why he sent to get food from Nabal? In 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 18, Ken gives the answer and explain to us why he got angry. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 18. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 18. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine, and 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on asses. David was angry because he was expecting a treat of dressed sheep and other special food, but he was disappointed. When you expect certain things and did not happen, you need to control your anger. Even if it is your right and you deserve it, still, you need to wait upon God to do it in his right way. David should not react with Nabal's answer. He should be calm and exercise self-control and be satisfied with what he had of food supply. If he had just waited calmly in his place and trust God, then he would receive it as the Lord sent Abigail with the food. Anger does not bring the righteous life that God desires. The Lord did not want David to kill Nabal. The Lord himself struck him down 10 days later and torn over what belonged to Nabal to David. Calm down, and you don't need to be angry, for God himself can give you and sure will bring to you what is your right and what is due for you. Examine now yourself and see how many times you were trapped with anger because certain things you were expecting did not come true. Check how you reacted badly to get what you deserve, but you can get it in an easier and godly way. Calm down, pray, and ask God to comfort you, and pray that the Lord shall bring to you what is due for you. I believe that. In James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3 will make it clear to you. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Number 2, Ahithophel's anger. When Absalom conspired against David and drove him out of Jerusalem, he was asking advices of what he needed to do to finish David's life. Besides Absalom were two people, Ahithophel and Hushai, the archite, to advise him and went it as such. Let us now open our Bible in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 14. 2 Samuel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 14. Moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night, and I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. And I will bring back all the people unto thee. The man whom thou seekest is as if all returned. So all the people shall be in peace. And the saying pleased Absalom well, and all the elders of Israel. Then said Absalom, call now Hushai the archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we go after his saying? If not, speak thou. And Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. For, said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit or in some other place, and it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. And he also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt, for all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, that they which be with him are valiant men. Therefore I counsel that all Israel be generally gathered unto thee, from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thine own person. So shall we come upon him in some place where she shall be found, where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the jewel falleth on the ground, and of him and of all the men that are with him, there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, if he be gotten into a city, then shall all Israel bring ropes to that city, and we will draw it into the river, until there be not one small stone found there. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. The advice of Ahithophel was the correct one, but it was God's will that Absalom and the whole Israel will not take it or apply it. Ahithophel did the following when his advice was not put into practice. 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23. 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hung himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Why Ahithophel behaved in such a way and attempt suicide? Because he was angry and could not accept that he was turned off. 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23. 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. His pride brought anger that he could not control, especially when Hushai replied to Absalom in 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 7. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 7. And Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. But if he would just control his anger, then he can grasp that it's not God's will that Absalom would listen to his advice, simply because it was not God's will that David would be replaced with Absalom as a king over Israel. Many times you flare up in anger because you are torn off. Please listen to this. Even if what you are saying is correct, but if it is in contradiction to God's will, the Lord will not allow it to go to the surface. You need to learn to humble down and surrender everything to God. And then you can control your anger and spare yourself and the people with your troubles. Number three, Martha's anger. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now it came to pass as they went that it entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Martha got angry against her sister Mary and against the Lord because she was doing lot of things and she was alone. The point here is this. Who asked her to do all that? She and no one else had told her. When you do your own, you find yourself doing things of no use. In such circumstances, anger would creep into your heart. To avoid anger, you need to train yourself to be at Jesus' feet, waiting for Him to instruct you and committing yourself not to move and do things unless you hear His voice asking you of what you need to do. Number 4, Jesus' anger. In John chapter 2, verses 13 to 17, John chapter 2, verses 13 to 17, and the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those had sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made the serfs scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The seal of thine house had eaten me up. Jesus got angry because the people were using the temple to make money and transactions and to promote businesses. Jesus recognized what they were doing and what sin they were in, and he did the right thing. He drove them out from the temple and ended that abuse. The church should not be the place to run businesses, manage affairs and transactions, or to make money and profits. The bad effects of anger. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 to 27. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 to 27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. What can you say about this? A smart-looking man walking and behaving quietly, but all of a sudden, he put his hand behind his back, reaching for a hidden short gun, draws it out, and shoots a nearby person. His gun sounds so intense that all the surrounding people run and hide. Then after a moment of silence, as the people turn their head towards the scene, they find a dead person lying on the ground. Every one of us are born with some inherited traits and physical likeness from our parents. We are blessed to be born in the flesh with normal and complete external and internal organs, the heart, brain, liver, limbs, eyes, ears, etc. Others are born with defects or with congenital problems. But somehow, we are unaware that all of us have innate, small, and defective organ, the gun of anger. It may be small or hidden, but certainly we inherited it from Adam. Anger, when not treated on time, leads to sin and death. The Bible declares that anger is one of the footholds of the devil and is a sin by itself if left untreated. It gives lots of defects and consequences. Number 1, anger is an illness, nuisance, and painful feeling. It is a wound to the heart and mind that leads to the following psychological, physiological, and organic effects. Letter A, anxiety and stress. It is overthinking and worrying about lots of ideas of things need to be done, wrong suggestions, and unable to make right decisions. Anxiety has a confusing effect on the true human thinking and correct abstract conclusions. Stress can lead to many systemic diseases like stomach illnesses, cardiac diseases, hypertension, and even cancer. Letter B, prostration and depression. Anger can give persistent and intense feeling of sadness. This causes losses of interest to work, lack of planning, and aversion from taking food, loss and lack of sleep, and loss of interest to live, depression, and may even lead to suicide. Letter C, exaggeration by sympathetic nervous system activity. With anger, there are hormonal as well as nervous changes. Certain hormones are increased in secretion during anger, like adrenaline and non-adrenaline, and corticosteroid from the suprarenal glands. The neurohormonal changing by itself can lead to increase in the heart rate and heart blood pressure. Letter D, cause of diseases. Anger can cause a lot of diseases. It triggers hypertension. It can lead to coronary heart disease like angina and myocardial infarction. The neurohormonal change that accompany anger can lead to reduction to body immunity against sicknesses. And this by itself can result to a grave condition like body tumors. Letter E, exacerbates pre-existing disease. From the above ill effects of anger, it can increase the bad effects of heart diseases, hypertension, and diabetes. Letter F, cause of death. Anger can lead to death through many body changes that are described above. To a cardiac patient, it can lead to cardiac arrest and ultimately to death. The body changes that arise from anger are proportionate with intensity and the duration of time that anger operates on the person. The longer the duration, it worsens the sequel of anger. This is one reason why the Word of God has warned us, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, so that the bad effects of anger to be ended soon. Number two, anger can be sin that leads to other sins. Letter A, anger aggravates bad habits. Anger can give rise to smoking and to drinking of alcohol. The frustration of an angry person pushes him to smoke and drink. And in just a short time, the increase of these bad habits may lead to addiction because the angered person thinks he can get released from his ill feelings by smoking and by drinking liquor. But these are big lies. Letter B. Anger can lead to drug addiction. The anxiety and depression of the angered person may push him to use hallucinating drugs like marijuana and opiates, seeking relief through these anxiolytic and antidepressant drugs. But these are again not the solution and will not give remedy, but will add troubles because every medicine has its side effects, and using them over long period of time, they will be accumulated in the body and will be acting as toxins against the body. Letter C. Anger can lead to misbehavior. Anger can lead to unwholesome thoughts. The lack of self-control with anger can cause a lot of strife, discords, fits of rage, dissensions, quarrels, and fights. This leads to great disturbances or even breaking relationships. Letter D. Anger can create block and stony heart. The block and stony heart is full of bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, anger, revenge, and evil thoughts. And all these are sins. Unforgiveness by itself, it kept in the heart towards someone, even to an enemy, may cause a person to lose eternal life. Letter E. Anger can build walls, dams, and divisions. Anger may have started in one man's heart and passed on to another man and extended to another. Anger promotes cold relationships and causes cold wars with people around. This led to separation between friends, relatives, and even brethren. Letter F, anger increases broken families. It may cause marital relationship to grow cold and the true love would vanish by misunderstanding and bouts of quarrels. Finally, husband and wife get separated and divorced. This results to failure of parents-children relationships and likewise causes other families to be broken. Letter G, anger leads to wrong decisions. Anger makes wise men foolish. It blinds the eyes. It pushes hands to break rules and even causes to lose rights. He who is a victim of anger is always a loser. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it till afterwards. The fool bends his anger to the fool, but the wise controls himself. Letter H, anger leads to curses. Anger makes the tongue like a fire. An angry person will wish calamity and disaster to his enemies until he pronounces curses that also causes himself to be cursed. Letter I, anger can cause homicide. It causes a person to plan to execute criminal crimes either by his own hands or by directing others people to do. Letter J, anger can cause disasters. It may cause wars between clans and countries. Anger results in wars and revenge between opposite parties. Next, management of anger. Management of anger, James chapter 1, verses 19 to 27. James chapter 1, verses 19 to 27. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the incorrupted word, which is able to serve your souls. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own soul or your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth that manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Here, Apostle James is speaking to the church and addressing the issue of anger in the life of the people of God. He is speaking and telling them, my beloved brethren, to address a command of God forgotten by the community of the believers, the church, you need to take note of this about anger as a reminder from God of things that you already almost forgotten. The message is addressed to all, not to some people or a certain category, but all are included, and there is no exemption because they forgot the rule of God. James told them, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Number one, swift to hear. Be willing to listen and process what you are listening. Big ears you should have to listen, and don't react or jump as you are listening. Number two, slow to speak. Listen and meditate on what you are hearing. Process the word and season it before you open your mouth and speak. Listen and think before you open your mouth and speak. Link what you hear with other information. Process what you are going to speak. Marinated with prayers and ask God his counsel and his wisdom. Number three, slow to wrath. Anger should not be the style of our lives. The word of God did not say, don't be angry, but slow to wrath. A person with a constant anger reflects an inner problem in his personality, and it can be a serious problem. It can be due to lack of patience, which is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, or the person which is not willing to comply and do God's will and perform God's plan. Our anger, it can be that we are fighting against God's will and plan. Therefore, we found ourselves facing hard walls, closed doors, and blind-ended roads that we cannot penetrate. With such a background, we will agree with what the Word of God says in James chapter 1, verse 20. James chapter 1, verse 20, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. The desire of God for us is that we should have a real life and have it to the full. The Lord God had sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to save us from sin and death. Jesus was betrayed, suffered, and died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give eternal life to everyone who believes in Him and follow His steps in His life. God did all that for us, and He does not want us to live in anger, disobedience, impatience, doing our own, and rebel against His will and plan. My dear and beloved, the above facts about anger show its presence in every one of us lives. The extent and its effect to our lives direct us to give attention on how to control and treat ourselves from it. Therefore, be aware of anger. The Lord instructs us about these things in writing to us in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 to 27. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 to 27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let us come to the Lord, lifting our lives, souls, and our hearts in His hands to cleanse us and deliver us from anger. Anger should not be raised up in your life due to wrong reason and wrong motive in your heart that will lead you to sin and make you against God's will. Instead, your zeal for the Lord shall lead you to discern wrongdoings and sins and shall give you the wisdom to handle them as Jesus did. Our thoughts, actions, and decisions are God's steps and actions. Therefore, it should be clear and clean from reactions, vengeance, retaliation, anger, and paying evil back for evil. Our lifestyle should not be based on pride, dignity, or certain prestige that we love and adore more than God, but on humility, so we can live in peace with God and in harmony with His plan and will. What is recommended here to manage anger is this. James chapter 1 verse 21. James chapter 1 verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the encrusted word, which is able to save your souls. First, lay apart and get rid of all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness. All what belong to your sinful nature, wishes and dreams that contradict God's will and plan, you need to get rid of them. You need to be willing to live a simple life and according to His will, forgetting your ambition and willing to go along the plan of God in your life. Second, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. You need to humbly accept the word of God and the teaching of the Lord, His plan and what He ordains to you to do. Humility is very much needed for you so that you will not conform to the pattern of this world, and so you will taste and enjoy the good, pleasant, and the perfect will of God in your life. To accept the word of God will not only save you and give you eternal life, but as well as will save you from trials, troubles, and hardships, and that is what is allocated for you from God as you get rid from your anger. James chapter 1 verse 22. James chapter 1 verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. This is the stage of action. God is interested with people who listen, obey, and put into action. Christianity is not knowledge, but lifestyle and deeds. You might be a long-time believer in Christ. You go and come to church and listen to the word of God and go home. But if you have no desire to be changed, and if you are not willing to humble down and take the decision and the step to follow the instructions of the Word of God and to be led by the Holy Spirit of God, then your life will be of no use and of no fruit. James chapter 1, verse 23 to 24. James chapter 1, verses 23 to 24. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Next verse, James chapter 1, verse 25. James chapter 1, verse 25. But whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This is how our lives to be fruitful, and this is how we receive the freedom and victory in Christ Jesus our Lord, by hearing the word of God and putting into practice as we look deeply into the word of God, doing what it says, and obeying God who sent his word to us to save us and to free us from sin, Satan, bandages, sicknesses, trials, and troubles. The Lord Jesus commanded us in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Going and making disciple for Jesus, it is like nurturing, nursing, and raising up small children. It is a hard process. Therefore, if we still in sin, anger, disobedience, and unloyal to God and to His plan for us, is still impatient and brutal, then how we can raise true people and disciples to God? The same what Apostle James told us in James chapter 1, verse 26. James chapter 1, verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and redolent not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. If you cannot control your anger and allow your tongue to speak all kinds of destructive words because you are angry, then your faith is vain. And you are unable to commit yourself to the great commission of God. Apostle James describes the true religion or the true faith as the following in James chapter 1, verse 27. James chapter 1, verse 27. Pure religion and defiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Is that to keep yourself from defilement, away from sin, filthiness, and all naughtiness, and to commit yourself to care for the orphans and the widows, and to keep yourself unspotted from any sin as you move away from the world and the love toward worldly things, and in such you will be fit to do the great commission of Jesus in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. The man who obeys the will of God and humble himself and be willing to control his tongue and his anger and emotions, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. You will be the man whom God called to go on and do the work of God faithfully, and God will give his care through you to the poor and needy, to the orphans and widows. And you will be the one do the great commission of Jesus and to bring to the people the goodness of God, and you will be the vessel whom God will use to bring his love and salvation to the whole world. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me the causes and the bad effects of anger and how to manage it. Lord, thank you for the message that gives me clear understanding of myself and the events that surround me. Lord, thank you for all the teaching that you had given me in this message from the various scriptures. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments we receive in this message. Now repent and renounce your sin. Repent and renounce your anger, your lack of self-control, and the rest of your bad attitudes. Repent and renounce your worldliness, your love for material things, your corruption, injustice, and your selfishness. Repent of your pride, ego, and lack of humility. Repent of your fights, quarrels, speaking bad words, revenge, bitterness, hearts, fits of rage, hatred, and unforgiveness. Repent of doing your own will and plan, and neither the will of God nor his plan. Repent of your yoke with non-believers, many friends, the media, news, and games. Repent of your lack of prayers and lack of reading God's word. Lord, forgive me. I repent from the following sins. Lord, cleanse me and sanctify me with the blood of Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. Lord, teach me how to have self-control and how to deal with my anger, and help me to do the right thing and the right step in times of crisis. Lord, teach me how to avoid circumstances and situations that caused me to be an angry person. Lord, teach me to avoid people, companions, and places that may lead me to do wrong things and be an angry person. Lord, I put all these concerns in your hand, knowing that you will lead me out from the bad habit of anger. Lord, I trust you in this condition, that you will give me what is due for me. Lord, give me more self-control and discernment to go on and serve you by doing your will. Cleanse me, Lord, to be clean and noble vessel that you want to use for your glory and to perform the great commission of Jesus. This is all my ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within me. Cast me away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. And renew a right spirit within me.
Lord, thank you for my brethren who repented of their anger and committed their life unto you to live with humility, good attitude and character, and away from anger and away from speaking bad, fights, unforgiveness and revenge. Lord, continue to cleanse them and help them to live a life pleasing to you, to set them to be a good example to others to follow you. Lord, continue to provide for them and lead them with your Holy Spirit. Continue to serve you. Lord, bless us as your church. Lord, we ask you once again to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts so we can go and evangelize, making new disciples, training new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and more disciples to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, take the message and spread it to reach the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and the lost souls. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we'll not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see your face to face. Seek you and worship you. are holy, for you are